This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and well, to the right of me, we have none other than Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Both pages are interworking, working together, and again, check it out. Folks, yesterday we had 36,000 visits on the website. It's 2 months and 2 weeks old, and we just want to tell you thank you very much for making that website a success. It's not a website just to tell you what the problems are, the daily conservatives laughing off your freedoms by through omission, basically ignoring the things that need to be talked about. As I say during my Tea Party meetings, it doesn't bother me so much what the conservatives talk about. It's what they don't talk about that should bother me, and it should bother everybody in this country, because for the most part, these are the people that are responsible for actually talking around the issues, ignoring the elephant in the middle of the living room. Well, they've done that long enough. It's time to stick our foot up into the backside of that elephant and deal with it. And the way we do that is we give you a knowledge and an understanding as to what the problems are. For example, if you look on the front page of sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, you'll see President Barack Hussein Obama responds to Bradley Dean. He did. See, I went right to the president. What he did is he validated my ministry. And if you'd like to check that article out, please go again to the front page of sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also see that the court sided with the IRS conservatives. Now listen, friends, I want you to listen carefully, because this is the beginning of tyranny. Courts side with IRS conservative targeting scandal because the federal judge acted outside of his scope of authority. In other words, he is now an outlaw. So therefore, because he's acting outside of good behavior, he needs to be impeached. And yes, friends, most people didn't know this, but the conservatives are telling you a lie by telling you that, friends, that judges are appointed for life. You can't do anything about it. That is completely untrue. The president of the United States can be impeached. Federal judges, local judges, representatives, they can all be impeached, friends, when they stand outside of good behavior. And again, keep in mind, it makes them an outlaw when they are not there to, namely judges, discover and apply the law. Again, check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Pastors launch offensive strike concerning the flood. Well, they flooded, actually, the Houston mayor, the lesbian mayor in Houston. They flooded her office with sermons and Bibles. And friends, I want to let you know, it didn't happen just in Texas. It happened in all 50 states of our union. They are flooding her office, letting her know that the church in America is not moving. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. But I also want to remind you, friends, over and over and over and over and over again, I have reminded you that the homosexual agenda is there to upend your sovereignty. And this is a prime example of what I'm talking about. She thought she was going to bring forth or introduce a bill called the bathroom bill, friends. She wanted this lesbian mayor who's married to another woman. See, these are crimes against against nature, Romans 1:24. Is it not interesting that the first thing she did is begin to attack the church that was calling her out for her crimes against nature? She came forth, introduced a bill called the bathroom bill, where she wanted to make it lawful for men to use women's bathrooms, friends. You heard me right. How's that going over with you in Texas? See, but friends, you need to keep in mind that this administration appointed over 225 radical homosexuals for the very purpose of being used to upend your sovereignty. Remember? Now, this is what the website's about. I'm going to give you the answer to the problem. John Adams, the president of the United States, what did he say? He said that our Constitution was made for a moral people. It's wholly inadequate, a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Well, what do you mean? Well, it's a virtuous, it's a moral people that will hold down the fort, per se, concerning our Constitutional Republic, Article 4. And if you're not a moral people, guess what's going to happen? Well, they're going to use immoral people to attempt to overthrow you. And again, friends, as I've shared with you, now just watch what I'm saying here, because you're going to see this next. This is a prophetic ministry. Just go ahead and listen to some of the podcasts over the last 13 years. And don't tell me I'm not telling you what's right is right, because God is forewarning his people as to what's taking place in this country, but we must listen to the prophetic ministry. Now listen, I want to give you the whole quote as to what John Adams rightly said here. He said, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net." Listen again, friends. John Adams, the second president, goes on. Our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of the Christian faith. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Folks, look behind the homosexual agenda, and you can see the President of the United States entertaining America's sworn enemies, attempting to implement Sharia law. It's not going to happen, friends. They're attempting to do it right now, and it's sad to say, and it's a sad day in America when the American people have sat down and allowed this administration, granting him permission for the next 2 years to continuously assault who we are as a people. It's time to impeach the criminal administration yesterday, friends. We did not receive our rights from this administration. We did not receive our rights from government. We received them from our Heavenly Father. And when you read the Declaration of Independence, you'll see just that. They incited, they made reference to the name of the Lord 3 different times. Again, check that out. Also, go to the preceding document called the Mayflower Compact. Again, you'll find out that God didn't give us a right to institute, friends, a bunch of homosexuals into federal government in this country. And if you think this is an assault, just wait. If you sit down and tolerate any more of this, what's going to happen? You're going to add strength to tyranny by giving them free permission and more permission, not just for my permission, but unjust permission to go ahead and destroy all the more. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, remembering the U.S. Marines murdered by Islamic jihadists in Beirut in 1983. Don't forget about that. Front page of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Should we question Obama's faith? Absolutely you should. Remember how he campaigned on the fact that he was a Christian man, friends, and he put his hand up and he swore to uphold the oath. The oath of what? The oath of office concerning the Constitution of the United States of America. As he ends that, he promises to what? So help me God. He was asking God for help with his hand on the Christian Bible. Also on the front page of Sons of Liberty Media, women makes chilling phone calls after being made sex slaves by ISIS. They're saying, please bomb us. Hey, friends, I got a question for you, namely the men. Are you going to stand back and allow these people to demoralize and to destroy your country so at one point in history your wife can make the same phone call? Or are you going to do this? Prevention is better than cure. Because let me tell you what, friends, it is. When we come back, you have 30 minutes to explain to the founding forefathers what has happened to America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-233-0747. Know that I'm throwing a lot of information down on you. Again, I know it takes some time to digest it, but if you'd like to throw in your comments, questions, well, your sarcasms, your assailments or your attacks or whatever the case might be, go ahead, give us a call. 1-866-233-0747. I wanted to highlight two more articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. Alabama high school football team baptizes Christian converts. Again, the atheist groups. I wonder if they actually made the charge against the school or if it was just some anonymous tip as usual. In other words, there's nobody behind their threats because there's no atheist population. Because they don't exist, friends. Again, Alabama high school football team baptizes Christian converts. Atheist group goes into spasm. You know what? So what? We're not asking for their response, are we? Grandpa shoots a trio of thugs attempting to rape his teen granddaughter, and he kills one. Good for him. That's why we're an armed people, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. And friends, it goes on and on. We got another article by a 10-year-old boy that's just knocking it out of the park right now. Richard Wurmbrand would not stay silent for his faith in Jesus Christ concerning the communists. He spoke up when he had the opportunity, and boy, I'll tell you what, did he make a mark by bearing the cross. Were you going to say something, or were you just going to listen to me all day?
That's funny. No, I've been very busy cleaning up your mess. Sorry.
Oh.
Yes, but no, I think it's awesome. There's so many good articles on Sons of Liberty. It's really kind of home run after home run after home run. I mean, all different types. You're going from current, you know, news media things that are going on to the law, the gospels, to, you know, the 10-year-old, like you said. There's something for everybody at that website, and it really is nice because
it's very black and white, too.
Very black and white, yeah. And you feel like, well, what can I do? You know, there's so many things going on. What can I do to be able to help?
The answers are there.
The answers are there. Yeah. Share the articles.
Now, here, let me give people an understanding. Before I got the columnist, and I want to reiterate one thing. I can have 100 columnists on here. I can have 100 people that contribute to this website. I don't want it. Because I don't want the same old, same old. I want people that are involved in the culture war on the behalf of Christ for his glory. and to uphold the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. That's what I want, and that's exactly what I have. I'm not going to have anybody else on this website, friends, that are mere paper tigers. They just like to talk, or they hide behind a microphone. No. If they're a part of what's going on and changing the culture for the purposes of who we are and where it is that we came from, that's what's on there. We don't have anybody else on there. We don't want anybody else on there. So I want you to understand that is who is on there. They're a part of the culture war. And they also give you the answers to the dilemmas. So, like, for example, you go to a conservative outlet and they just sit there and they magnify the problem. They don't give you the lawful answer. They don't show you that the government is breaking the law. They don't show you the history of what's going on. For example, Obamacare. I mean, we could talk about that all day long. You know, the conservatives are all caught up into Obamacare. Well, the fact of the matter is it's a violation of law. It's unconstitutional. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. So therefore, instead of the people getting caught up into some debate, debating the pith and marrow out, and what's interesting, they're debating the pith and marrow out of nothing because they're not even on law. The topic of law, they're not even making reference to law. It's illegal. So the American people should be putting back to this president and saying to him, "We got a question for you, Mr. President. Where exactly did you derive your authority to implement something called Obamacare?" Guess what? It's all over. Because he didn't derive it from we the people or the laws, the enumerated laws, which are established. Okay? This is called creating unlaw. And unlaw it is because it's unlawful. So, again, just to kind of give you a broad view of what to expect when you go to that website, it gives you the answers, and that's exactly what we want to do is we want to empower the people because, for the most part, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
That's right. And when people leave, they don't leave feeling hopeless. They leave feeling hopeful. We're not going to candy coat it and say, hey, there's no problems going on there. Let's talk about fluff things that don't matter. We're going to say, no, here's what the problems are. Here's the resolve. This is how you fight it, and this is how you win.
And, folks, we're not getting the left side to debate with the right side what is unlawful. I mean, here, let's go back to the topic of Obamacare, okay? So you turn on national conservative radio television, okay, cable television, and here you have someone complaining on the right, as they say, the paradigm, you know, the WWF at its very worst, the paradigm of right and left versus, and then the American people lose. Well, what they do is they pull up somebody on the right that's complaining about what Barack Hussein Obama, no reference to law, and then they pull up the left as to what their opinion is as to the complaint of the person on the right. It doesn't matter on either side because we're not ruled by either one of their opinions. We're ruled by law. And see, friends, what you need to understand is if they ever did bring about resolve, justice, the guardian of liberty, they would be out of a job tomorrow. Well, we're trying to work ourselves out of a job, friends.
Yeah, think about that. That's so ridiculous. Why would you say, listen, we know what the light is. We know what the truth is. But just so we're fair and, you know, a little balanced.
Well, the conservatives,
let's bring in a little darkness. It's like, what are you thinking? Shine the light of truth so people know what the truth is.
And you know what's
why would you even talk about the darkness?
And what's sad about it is the left knows how to lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth.
Right.
Isn't that's a sick state to be in this country. But again, that's what the professed conservatives are actually, you know, serving up today. So did you want to say anything else? Because I'm really tired of being the only one talking on this.
Well, here, it's Saturday. You know, it's kind of a free-for-all Saturday. I do have some good gold nuggets.
Okay, we'll take those at the beginning of next hour.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Okay, so you can interject your thoughts on this.
I will definitely interject my thoughts
on
that.
Okay, so folks, here it is. You have 30 minutes to explain to the founding forefathers what has become of America. I just wrote this.
Good for you. That's probably the best article I've ever read in my entire life.
So picture this. You're going to be meeting with George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson. I'm not being funny. George Washington was the first president. John Adams was the second president, I'm sorry. And Thomas Jefferson was the third president. Okay? Benjamin Franklin was he who helped construct the Declaration of Independence. They want to know what happened to America. I lay to your candor, what will you say? This meeting will determine for our founding forefathers if what they sacrificed at so great a cost and gave their lives in the service of, if it was worth it. They want to know if the posterity, their children's children's children, that they entrusted their beloved country to had taken up the task with honor as the preservation of our freedoms as a nation, our morals, principles, and the Christian values that this country was founded upon over 238 years ago. So now, I want you to think about it for a moment. You'd have to explain to them how this nation was not the same country that they gave us. You'd have to explain to them how 4,000 babies a day are murdered in the womb every day by their own mothers, and then the American people go to sleep at night. And by the way, with the approval of all those who stand by and do nothing, as I just said. You'd have to explain to our forefathers how men marry men now and women marry women with government's consent, and how children in public schools are violated every day by sexual predators on almost a daily basis, by the way. It's being reported, friends. As I said, years ago, this is what's going to happen. Okay? Friends, I want everybody to understand something. You know how you're told this all the time? It's the left against the right. It's the left against the right. No, it's not. It's the state against the people. It's the state against we the people, because the state is using the left against the people. Okay? So if we put this into perspective, we can see that we're under attack by the state. Because concerning the issue of homosexual marriage, never in the history of mankind. Never, ever. Okay? America is allowing to dare the justice of God by tolerating what God commanded them to deal with. Okay? Going back. You're going to have to explain to the forefathers how blasphemy, fornication, sex outside of marriage, 1 Corinthians 6:9, lewdness are commonplace in our society as a whole. And despite all of this, the pulpits in America, for the most part, remain silent, and the church has become a reproach to the nation. Check out Jeremiah 23 and Matthew 23. Also keep in mind, just to interject this thought, the Barna Research, George Barna, did a little homework on the pastors in the United States of America. He found out that 60% of all the pastors in America know what they should be preaching out against. Yet, they found out 90% of that 60% still refuse to preach out against the issues. In other words, culture is now changing the church, not the church by the power of the Holy Ghost changing the world. But the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. That's a positive. Okay? Going back. You'll have to tell our forefathers that drinking, gambling, lying, stealing, and doing whatever you want is okay as long as it feels good. It's become the status quo. It's the norm now. Instead of a love for God, country, your fellow man, and doing unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Luke 6:31. By the way, many of the things that we talked about, drinking used to be illegal. We used to have something called the prohibition. Yep. Gambling used to be illegal in this country. Lying is still legal or illegal. Stealing is still illegal. Okay? But it's become the norm through those people that are supposed to be there to magnify, again, the Constitution. But the American people have tolerated lying criminals that work for special interest groups rather than we the people. Okay? And then you wonder why they lie to you. It's because they're stealing your money. Now, friends, when we come back again, what we're going to do is we're going to go back. You have 30 minutes to explain to the founding forefathers what has become of America, okay? And I'm speaking to America at large. Has it really come to this, friends? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Autumn in the air. It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have 30 minutes to explain to the founding forefathers what has become of America. It's such a great, provocative article. I love this train of thought.
It really does.
I really do.
Because it
lays to the candor of the people as to how they should respond rather than just getting fear and oppression thrown on them as if they're supposed to surrender to whatever is being told to them.
Well, like you said, it is provocative because you're thinking, wow, I've never really thought about things from that perspective. I can't tell you how many times I thought, oh, I can't even imagine if our founding forefathers would walk down the street or go to a mall or see a typical movie. Or if you look at that and you say, oh my goodness, their response, they'd be rolling over in their grave. If you told them, yeah, now men marry men and women marry women and children are violated.
It's the unthinkable.
They would be like, this is not the America that we love.
It's the unthinkable for any country. It really is. And friends, what this is mask off concerning those that mean to rule. You know, as I believe it was Tacitus that said, if you want to know who means to rule over you, find out who you can't speak out against.
That's right.
And so that's exactly what we see. And this is the face of them that rule behind closed doors. Now, why do I say that? Because the American people are under the impression that the President of the United States calls the shots. That's not true. Back in the 90s, it was actually Clinton that said, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. So, friends, you need to understand the people that you see as your government and your representatives, they are the pawns for those that really are ruling the roost if they play the pawn, or if they play the minion, or if they play the ventriloquist, okay? So, and I know that there's a small portion of people that are behind closed doors that are actually calling the shots. But America, it's still up to you to shut it down because you still have the power to shut it down. Let's go on here. Again, the question is, you have 30 minutes to explain to the founding forefathers what has become of America. What would you say to them? Now, you'd also have to convey to the founding forefathers that the American people, for the most part, have stood down, tolerated, and enabled a tyrannical president, a foreign president, and his administration, which are willingly and knowingly destroying America. That's what you're going to have to tell your forefathers. To those that stand down, now, to those that are in the fight with us, no, we're on the same page. You get what I'm saying. You get what I'm doing here. You're going to have to tell our founding forefathers that you'd have to, well, basically what you'd have to do, friends, is bring them up to speed on why the American people have tolerated a criminal administration to remain without consequence to the numerous laws in which they have violated. These issues include such crimes as Benghazi, Fast and Furious, the IRS scandal, and much more.
Literally, you could take a bag and pull one out every 2 seconds and find a new, hey, oh, here's a new one. Oh, hey, here's a new one.
And then what do the American people do? Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Wait. We exposed that last week, too, friends. We just found out recently there's a foreign company, Serco, out of England, that has taken $80 billion from the Barack Hussein Obama administration. That means they illegally stole your money, gave it to a foreign company, which is under investigation now. Okay. Now, I'm saying all this so you understand that they have federal contracts and they've actually hired a bunch of people to accept the applications for Obamacare over in England. Okay. Well, we found out that nobody's applying for Obamacare. There was 1,800 applications. These kids that work for these companies are actually sitting around. They're told what they're supposed to say if anybody ever asks any questions, but they're actually sitting around playing games. We just talked about this. Well, I thought there was nothing you could do about it. No, there's everything you can do about it because no one's applying for Obamacare, friends. Okay? What they're doing is they're sitting at their computers pushing buttons. Chase, did you want to add something to that?
No, basically, I mean, they're empty desks. You know what I mean? They're hired to look like they're busy, to keep things moving. So
just refresh their screen every so often so it looks like it.
Going on sites, whatever, doing whatever they want. And we're paying them billions and billions of dollars. And 80% of their contracts come from the federal government.
Right.
So this is basically an extension of the federal government. That's what the whole business is designed on. It's money funneling.
That's exactly right.
That's the question.
That's exactly right. And you could also take that over, by the way, to ISIS, too. We found out that ISIS, you know, they make over $1 million a day through black market oil. Really? So wait a second. So the governments don't have the power to actually deal with ISIS? Then wait a second. If they're above the government, then who is ISIS? Did you hear what I said, friends? They are who I always said they were. They're the ones creating chaos so they can bring in a new order.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Look who created them in the first place.
That's right.
You can look at any one of these dictators we've been dealing with over in the Middle East over the last however many years, and they're created by
our government.
Yeah, by our government.
You just switch new bad guys.
The administrations.
That's all they do.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden, then now you got ISIS, then you got, you know, terror.
Then you had Gaddafi, then you had Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, right.
And friends, America, you need to understand, your government put these people up as pawns to use them to continuously shift them into position as to how they want this to play out. What is our government doing over in foreign countries in the first place? Presidents from the very get-go concerning our government, friends, have said that we have no business policing the world. But again, America, you are hated by foreign countries because of what you allow your representatives to do to their countries illegally, and they're trying to figure out why you're not dealing with those representatives that are doing what they're doing to their countries. Let's go on here. You have to answer. You have 30 minutes to explain to the founding forefathers what has become of America. You'll have to explain to them how that now the government has their hooks into nearly every position of our lives, or portion of our lives, forgive me, even to the point where if you want to fish in your own lake outside your back door, build a fire outside your front door, or even own a gun, which is your right given to you by God, protected by the Second Amendment, you now have to ask for and receive the government's permission by getting a permit.
I mean, think about that. Our founding forefathers, if you would have told them that, you know, 238 years later, they would have to get a permit to be able to burn a fire in their own front yard
or
shoot a deer that crosses their own backyard.
Or how about this? We have to go back to the tyrant King George who will not be ruled by God's law that we're throwing us off. We can read that through the Declaration of Independence. But we need to go to him and ask him for permission to actually throw off and resist his government. That's exactly what the American people have submitted to today. Yeah. You are asking the very people that are perpetuating the crimes for permission, friends. You're paying for what, you know, I mean, just even deer hunting, guys. I have to go ask the government for a permit to shoot a deer that's in my backyard. And if I don't, the DNR can come in and take whatever they want away. Folks, are you listening to this? This is not the America that was given unto us. This is not the America that was established.
And next thing you know, they're going to be charging you for the air you breathe. I mean, and it sounds ridiculous, but really, it's not that far off.
Well, we've already seen some of this stuff.
Yeah, literally. Carbon dioxide poisoning, you know?
Yeah.
Got to start paying the Fed for the oxygen that you intake every day.
And to a bunch of people that we already know don't tell the truth, that we know are criminals, that every one of them should be indicted and then incarcerated at least, as to where they're at, but the American people continuously roll out. This is what we have to answer to our forefathers. You know, take that to the Christ, because on Judgment Day, friends, you are going to have to answer.
That's right.
Too much is given, much is required. Let's go on here. What do you think, after telling them all of the stuff that we've talked about, would be the look on their faces? What would it be, sadness, disbelief, or shame? Would George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin experience deep sorrow in their hearts that they sacrificed so much for nothing? Was this the posterity that they fought so much for? A cowardly bunch of immoral men and women who stood down to tyranny, fell to immorality, and let the government control every angle of their lives? This is illegal, friends. And by the way, they know it's illegal. What would they be thinking, our forefathers, after they heard all of this? The disgrace the American people have brought upon the sacrifice of her forefathers because of her immorality and unwillingness to fight the same battles they did. But they have time to entertain themselves out of their own freedoms, right? They have time to sit on a couch, drink beer, burp, fart, call their wives old lady while they're watching a football game. Boy, that's pretty heroic to me. How un-American. Watching a bunch of grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball and over 4,000 babies a day are murdered in the womb, as are our children, become subject to predators on a daily basis in this country. Now, after bringing our founding forefathers this news, the only thing a reasonable person could do would be to bow their head in absolute shame. America should be ashamed. Nothing short of being ashamed of where we're at today. Oh, Bradley, don't scold me. No, no, no. You need to be scolded. Oh, Bradley, don't beat us with the paper. No, you need to be beated with the paper. Actually, I should have said beat with the paper, but I like beated for a minute.
Beat or beated.
It kind of reminded me of a goat out in the field beating, you know.
Wow, you should just keep eating.
Am I digging the hole here?
That's right.
Let's go on here. So again, what a disgrace, not to mention the hundreds of thousands of men who fought, bled, and died to preserve this great nation since then. Oh, and if you think I'm way out there, why don't you talk to a veteran from World War II or Korea or Vietnam? They're trying to figure out why the people are standing down. Again, as if to say that this administration has the right to desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give him the privilege to stand there in the first place. And had the American people known that those that fought, bled, and died to give them and us what we have today, they wouldn't tolerate what this administration is doing, because they would come to the realization that this administration is exactly why hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died overseas fighting foreign countries. Now they allow him to sit in the White House. Yeah? What would our founding forefathers do in your position if they switched places with you today? If they had the opportunity to right the wrongs and fight against immorality and all forms of tyranny, how would they act? What would they do? Would they have let things get so bad? Not even close, friends. Would they have tolerated these long trains of abuses? Absolutely not. That's directly from the Declaration of Independence. History answers that question quickly enough. You ready for this? This is their answer. Absolutely not. Hey, friends, they didn't tolerate it. That's why we are where we're at today. They taught us to emulate them as they followed the Christ when they said, don't tolerate it. So, friends, why are you tolerating it? Because they didn't. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Ott of the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge to what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Lay into your candor, real questions, friends, because this is your legacy, and you're not going to get away from it. But I think it's a great way to lay to the candor of the American people to explain what they have tolerated over the last 60 years in this country. Because I can tell you safely, friends, I could say that when you look at our representation in government, I don't think there's a question about it. 80% of them, if they had to live by the same laws that they are called to enforce, they would be incarcerated. Easy. A little leaving the whole lump, friends. But again, you still have the freedom to do the right things. And that includes me. And that's why I'm so adamant about getting this right while we have the opportunity to right the wrongs. Because for the life of me, friends, I don't understand how people are not caught up into actually fighting for what God has bestowed upon them through good men. John Adams, the second president of the United States, said, "Posterity, you'll never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom." He said, "I hope you will make good use of it, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." Now, only if the American people knew their history Boy, oh boy. America, nobody likes playing anybody's fool, but I want to tell you what, if you don't stand up and get back to the books and study your history to know where you came from, you're not going to know where you're going to. And you are going to end up as probably one of the most foolish generations in the history of America. There's no question about it.
And, you know, the whole heart of America is different, too. Like, for example, I was getting a bit of a haircut today, and I was sitting next to this younger kid, and I heard him talking. He said, yeah, he said, I'm joining the Navy. And the hairstylist said, oh, yeah, you can. There's a lot of great places around the world, basically, that you can be based, where you can be, you know, have your base. And he said, yeah, that's why I joined. So if you look at, like, the Band
Instead
of Brothers.
Instead of joining to serve.
Yep.
Yep.
So if you look at guys like the Band of Brothers, they went and they fought for this country because they had a love of God and a love of country. And they knew that, listen, there was a tyrant out there that needed to be dealt with. In fact, a lot of people who were 4F committed suicide because they could not serve their country because it was such an honor to do so and they wanted to do so. Now we have people who join up in the military and not everybody.
For the benefits.
Yeah, but we, for the benefits. Oh, they lure them by saying, listen, you can see the world. You can get money for college. Not you can fight for your country because yep. you believe in what is right. Our founding forefathers paved the way. Many men and women have fought blood and died since your time, and now it's time for you to pick up the baton and do the same thing for your posterity. Our whole motive is backwards. You know, you can do something that's good to outward people, but the reason why you're doing it is what God looks at. Well, man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. I can join the military and people can say, wow, good for you. Thank you for your service. But if your heart is, listen, I just want to join the military so I can go see the world and, you know, get money for college,
that's not the right heart.
Heart.
Like he's going on vacation or something.
Right.
And then America, you wonder why when they get overseas, they're pulling into some unconstitutional war that the American people allowed Congress to send or to actually send their boys and girls to fight.
Yep.
It's interesting. We wonder why there's such a high suicide rate because they got into a war. But I want to go back. Out of the schools that we've done in this country, I remember seeing signs, you know, these little posters on the wall.
Yep.
You know, and what they did is they reversed what John F. Kennedy said back in the 60s, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. They said the same quote, but they said, no, go ahead and ask.
Yep. Totally backwards. The heart is now, listen, let's give. It's more better to give than to receive. Let's offer something to the world. Let's bring our talents and gifts that God gave us to our United States, to the United States of America. Now it's, oh, what can I get? And I need a handout. And the government owes me this.
Yep.
And I better get this and that. And they better pay for this and that because I deserve it because
right.
I was born into this freedom that I have no idea what it costs me. But I'm just the spoiled brat.
And I don't care if I'm stealing from my neighbor to get it. And
right.
I'm advocating the criminal that's willing to reallocate my taxes illegally in the first place. That's exactly what these people are doing. And what's amazing about what you're saying right now is how many people that call themselves conservative Christians and patriots are taking a check from the government
right.
that are just as dependent upon Barack Hussein Obama as anybody else is.
And you have to understand, is, and we've talked about this so many times.
Shame on you.
Yeah, if you're taking a check from the government, who has their control over you? Who is your daddy, so to speak? If you say, listen, this is my source, you're going to vote for the people who make sure that you get your handout. Or you're okay with them controlling your life. You're okay being slave and them being master,
right.
so to speak.
That's right.
Because, well, you know, I just get what I want to get. Listen, that's no way to live. Living free is living on your own 2 feet and working and feeling good about what you
yeah.
do rather than, yeah, I just do nothing. You know,
remember,
people who do nothing are miserable.
Remember the great abolitionist who was a former slave herself, Harriet Tubman.
Yep.
She was asked once, you know, as to how many slaves she freed. She said, someone said to her, you've freed thousands of slaves, have you not? She said, yeah, I could have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. If you're taking a check from the government, friends, you are a slave. You just know there's ties to everything that you take from the government. And the government, first and foremost, has no business stealing somebody's money and giving to you that doesn't want to work. The Lord said, if they don't want to work, neither shall they eat. And it's interesting, these people that don't want to work, but they're taking a check, isn't it interesting they're overweight?
Yeah, exactly.
Or they got a cigarette hanging out of their face, or they got these little tickets in their hand where they're trying to win the lottery, or they got a 12-pack of beer.
Yep.
These are the people, friends, that are helping things along.
And what is the incentive to excel? You know, this is America. People know that you can work from the ground up. You can be nothing and become very successful because that's how this country was built. Nowadays, people say, well, listen, I make more money by doing by not working and taking this handout from the government. They would take out more out of my paycheck if I actually worked, and I don't want to do it that way.
We'll talk about that, because people need to realize that what we're saying is right on the money. There's some people that can receive some entitlement program from the government where they're making more money from a handout or through a handout from the government, again, unlawfully, friends, to keep them on their fat backsides doing nothing as the country's destroyed. They're making more money doing nothing than they are doing anything.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll talk about that next hour.
That's right. And for those of you that are listening and say, listen, you guys are awesome. And we say, you know what? You're awesome. We cannot do what we do without supporters like you. For those of you listening to us, your sons or daughters of liberty, we say thank you so much sincerely from our hearts, because we cannot operate and go forward with this message and preach the gospel to every creature without your support. For those of you that say, listen, this is the first time I've tuned you guys on. I just talked with a lady this week who said, you guys have been out there for 12 years. We got to get better known to you.
We were on Salem Communications. We've been on national radio over the last 2.5 years.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And so she said, well, oh, my goodness, because we need to get you guys out here. We need to know more of you out here in Arizona. And I say, yes, amen. Keep spreading the word. But she was so excited about what she saw and what she heard, because she knew it was the truth and it resonated with her. We need to understand that America is literally hungry and thirsty for the truth. Not this, you know, back and forth political opinion. No. People need absolutes. And where are you going to find absolutes? From the word of God. And we're bringing forth the truth from the word of God on a daily basis. And you say, listen, I want to support that. It's hard for me to find a place where I can feel good about supporting. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the donate button to make a secure donation. Or you can also become a son or daughter of liberty. And what that means is where you donate what you can every month consistently, and that helps us to have a foundation to be able to catapult to where we need to be and where we're going. We're going to actually be out in Arizona coming up here in November. We're going to be out on the East Coast, Wisconsin, Minnesota. We've got lots of things going on. For those of you that say,
South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. That's right. South Carolina, too, and Virginia.
Yep, Virginia.
Now, for those of you
we just got invited to a Black Regiment events out in Virginia in April. So we're looking forward to that, too.
Very
get
cool.
Together with some preachers that understand their foundations that are not going to bend or bow. And if you don't bow, you don't burn. And these preachers know that.
Yep, that's exactly right. And for those that say, listen, I need to get some good material in my hand. I need some CDs, DVDs. I need some books, things I can hand out to people. Christmas is coming up. I got to get my, you know, and the thing is,
for
people who say, I just don't know what to do. What can I do? Oh, my goodness. It's like, what can't you
and
do? There's so many
options. This isn't coffee speaking.
Oh, no, I'm strictly totally natural. No coffee bean, nothing. Amen. And I want to say, too, we've got Halloween coming up now. And all you Christians out there obviously should not be celebrating this holiday,
better than that.
But you do know the people will be coming to your door. So rather than doing nothing about it, we've got School of Hard Knocks pocket booklets. They're a smaller pamphlet-sized booklet of Bradley's story, his testimony. It's an outstanding book, probably a 20-minute read. It's not that thick. So people can say, oh, sure. So when they knock at your door, what you do is say, oh, hey, give them a piece of candy and give them a track. Give them this book. You can get 10 booklets right now for a $5 donation. Say, hey, that's perfect. Just have them stacked right at your door. Passing them out, you say, well, listen, how can I seek and save that which is lost? Well, that's a night where they're going to come to you, and all you have to do is make sure that you're diligent to put something in that sack with the gospel message, the true gospel message. So there's so much stuff. Check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com if you want to get stocked up with the truth. It's going
to
be great.
Now, people need to understand real quick what Halloween's about. It's about when the Druids used to go and knock on somebody's door back in the day, where they would say, they would knock on the door, they'd say, trick or treat. In other words, they would say, give me one of your possessions within your home, because if you don't, we're going to put a curse on your house. That's what Halloween's about. And for the professed church, by the way, I was on an interview yesterday out of California, he said, these churches are celebrating Halloween.
Yep, they are.
Folks, how much more backwards can these people get? I don't know what Bible they're reading, but they're not reading the same one I am, friends. That is about as far from the faith as you can possibly get it. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to be right back on the side of this other break coming up right in front of us. Hour 2, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.